So excited to have Jeff Jones, county attorney, attorney Wimberly Lawson, and the rest of the names, and on local matters, George Hofford, and where the story is about you. And this is your story today, Jeff. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the program.
Well, it's great to be here, George. I always enjoy speaking.
Yeah, I've enjoyed in my former life as a chamber manager here. Certainly enjoyed working with you the county and the county mayors and just the mayor and a joy to work with. And you're an outdoor guy too. We're going to get more into that in just a moment.
Okay.
But I was telling you off air, this what I love about this show is it's a conversation where I've got to learn to listen. But number two, it's about you. It's who you are. It's a story of your life, really. And so I'm going to start with. We're going to start with birth. We're going to go through elementary school, high school. Don't spend a lot of time in high school, but come on through. And then we'll talk about present day and we'll talk about the future. So who are you, Jeff? And where? Let's start with birth.
Okay. I was actually born in North Carolina in Chapel Hill when my father was going to graduate school at the University of North Carolina.
Okay.
We moved to Cookeville in 1964.
Okay.
When he became a professor of history at Tennessee Tech.
Okay.
And he was at Tech for almost 30 years. He was chairman of the history department when he passed away in 1993.
Okay.
So I've lived in Cookeville for 60 years. I've been here a little
You've
bit.
You've seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
The modern era of how it's developed. And
oh, yeah.
What a wonderful city.
Yeah, and then, you know what? It's really amazing. One of the hobbies that my dad had was he was an amateur photographer. And right before my daughter was born, she was born in 1991.
Okay.
He went around town taking pictures of buildings, of police cars, of policemen in their uniforms and things such as that, and put together a photo album. And it's really incredible how much everything changes in a short period of time. I know that 30 years doesn't seem like a short period of time.
Sure.
That's how old she is, or 32. But it's really amazing when you go back and look at some of those pictures from that period that it changes a lot. But you don't notice it when you live in it.
What a keepsake.
Oh, yeah.
What a treasure.
Really, really special.
Yeah. So I've already learned a lot about you. I didn't know. Yeah. So you're here. You go through school here.
Yeah, I went through school here. I actually tell people that it took me 11 years to get through Tennessee Tech because I went to elementary school. At Tennessee Tech Elementary from kindergarten till sixth grade, and then went to Cookeville Junior High and then Putnam County Senior High. Now, that really dates me because it's called Cookeville High School now.
Yeah.
But, and then 4 years at Tech and then law school.
And then you came back here?
I always knew that I wanted to come back to Cookeville. Yeah, I love this area.
So, family? You said you have a daughter?
I do. My wife is Nadine. She's a former teacher at the high school. She taught history and German for a number of decades.
Be careful with that.
Yeah, I know. I am being very careful. I have a daughter who is about to get her PhD. She's living in London right now.
Wow. That's great.
My son just started his dental practice about a year ago. He's here in Cookeville.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you have – your family is all here.
Well, for the most part,
talking about the roots and the plans and that is great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. And that's what makes this place so special is the people, not just my family, but
– No question.
Everybody, you know.
You know, we talked off air that Gloria and I was unanimous first few years after we said, this is home. This is where we're retiring. And hopefully we'll have a – story to tell years from now and even after I'm gone like yours. It's special, and that's why we're here.
This place, when I say this place, I'm talking about Cookeville and the surrounding area, has got everything that I want.
Yes.
I never had any doubt that I would be living here for the rest of my life and want to raise my family here.
Yeah. It's community. It's community
it is
best.
And I'm a big cheerleader for our area, just like you've been, George, when you were director of the chamber. And
loved it.
The
way
you are right
Labor
now.
Labor of love.
Oh,
I got paid to do what I do. I kept thinking, wow. talk about, let's just carry on with that. You're a young guy. You've come home. You've started a family. And talk about the next stage? What you know, you got it. How have you been the county attorney
since 1996? So it's going to be a few years, like 30 years in a couple of years.
Man, anyway. That's great.
So yeah, I took over being the county attorney when Nolan Goolsbee,
sure,
who was the former county attorney, went on the bench as the other General Sessions attorney when Judge Bill Baird Griffith was still around.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you've watched this community and have been a part of making these things happen. And talk about the growth or just whatever you want to talk about how we progressed, where we've been. And just we've always been a solid, quality community, haven't we?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. I mean, we're not unlike other places. We've always had some problems or issues here or there. But the things that make this place so special, like I said, I mean, aside from the geography, the topography, and everything that makes it fun to live here, mm-hmm. are the people. I mean, the people in our area are so fantastic. And like I said, and that was the reason that I came back, not just because of family, but because of friends that I've lifelong friends. You and I saw each other not too long ago at Red Silo. We were doing an acoustic show. I've got a couple of buddies that I play music with. Actually, I played with two groups of guys, but the two guys that we were playing with that night.
We've got a guitarist, folks, in the band, and I knew that, but I really saw you at the rail trails. Multi-talented individual.
We were doing an acoustic show that night. One of my buddies, Randy Mansell, mm-hmm. I've known since mm-hmm. seventh grade, and he and I also ride motorcycles together. We've ridden literally all over the country.
Yep.
And the other fellow, Spence Inman, he and I are in another band together called Steep Creek. But Spence and I have known each other since we were 5 years old.
That's great. That's
yeah. And we've one of the other hobbies that I had until I started having joint replacements was I used to be a whitewater paddler, paddling these little boats and
you've
stuff.
You've been a around. Cyclist. Mm-hmm. You've been really active outdoor person in a great outdoor part of the country.
Yeah, having a fake knee and a fake hip kind of slowed a little bit of that down. But yeah, Spence and I used to do a lot of that. So yeah, fortunate to have all these people that are around me that are so motivated.
Yeah, it's a good time. But I did not know you were a musician. That is just have you been doing that? Have you been in bands all your life with friends? Or this just came up as a friend deal that y'all all got together?
Probably the latter. Like I said, Spence and I have known each other for a long time. And when I was in college, that's not true. Actually, when I was in law school, we started playing and discovered that we could sing and harmonize and that our voices were fairly similar.
Huh.
And so we have another friend of ours that we've known since, goodness, I don't know, 25 years or so.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a little bit younger than us. We formed a band about 10 years ago called Steep Creek.
Steep Creek?
Yeah, that's a paddler's term, actually. Okay. That means a creek that's high on the watershed that's got a lot of gradient to it. Because all of the people in our group either have paddled or paddle or whitewater paddlers.
Sure.
So, but we've just had a blast doing that, playing in some of the local clubs and played down at the Bull and Thistle, I guess, for the last time in September. Of course, I don't know if you know, but it's closing in December, which is kind of sad because I love that place.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple other buddies, like we saw each other at Red Silo, do some acoustic
stuff. We had the cyclist ride for the sky.
Yeah.
We had 300 cyclists show up. And
yeah,
this is only the second year we revived it. We had 100. We were hoping for 100 last year and had 200. It's really – there's a big cyclist community.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big whitewater community.
And a big motorcycle. People get all crazy about East Tennessee and the Dragon and the Chirohala Skyway, which are fantastic.
Great stuff.
But in our area, we have some of the best riding and rides that around, period.
Yeah. I remember we had the state rally here.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember the year before we went down to bid on it, it was in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They were all right coming up here to ride. They were leaving the congestion. Nothing wrong with Nashville.
Right.
But we're ideal. Some of the most beautiful rides of motorcycle and unspoiled.
Oh, yeah, it's just fantastic. The group that I ride with in the summer, we've been lucky enough to say that we've ridden in all 50 states. Okay.
Holy moly.
Yeah. That was kind
impressive.
Of our goal. Yeah. So anyway, we live in an amazing country. We really do.
We really do.
But that said, all of it's been a rolling confirmation that I live exactly where I'm supposed to live.
God has a plan, buddy, and yeah. we're here. I'm here for a reason, and the older I get, the more I realize this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah,
is that's
what absolutely.
You're saying?
Yeah,
and
I never take it for granted either.
And the older we get, the more we appreciate it. Is that by the you've always appreciated it, but I mean, you really realize that there are no accidents. I was talking to a Dwight Henry on a previous show and
good guy
sharing his faith, but sharing his experiences about and we just good people, good area, and a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I had forgotten the motorcycle thing, and then I learned you're the band guy. You're in the band with a guitar, and you've been a cyclist and a jogger and outdoor. Anything else? Hobbies that you have or.
Goodness, I'd have to think about it just a bit. But, yeah, I'm not sure, George. I'd have to think
That's okay.
about that one.
It's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
We're coming at the end of the first segment. We're going to come back and carry up, pick up where we left off. But this is I love this because I'm learning so much about friends that I thought I knew about. George Hofford with Jeff Jones, county attorney, lifelong resident, back soon. George Hofford back with our county attorney, Jeff Jones, local matters where it's about the who. And Jeff, let's spend a little time, unless you want to talk a little more about white. We go all day on whitewater rafting and motorcycles and all these great things. Let's talk a little bit about your role that you've had for years. How many years you say 30?
No, not 30, quite.
20?
Not quite. 27, 28, something 27. Like that.
So we were talking off air. There hasn't been a project of any consequence, really any project involving the public sector in this county that you haven't been involved in in some role as a county attorney.
Yeah, as long
major
as
roles,
the county, yeah.
Perfunctory role, whatever, but you've been involved. Let's talk about your role and what you've seen and how the county government works, and I'm very proud of our city and county government. So,
me too.
Just take off on that. Just what do you want to talk about with how you're organized? A lot of people wouldn't know unless they were supposed to know.
Well, a county attorney essentially is the representative for the county commission.
Yes,
in terms of litigation, in terms of contracts. And basically just day-to-day questions that county officials might have. The firm that I practice with does a lot of labor and employment. And the county is the largest employer in Putnam County.
Yes.
And so what we do at my law firm really dovetails with being county attorney because we're able to provide some expertise.
It's an extension
yes,
of
exactly.
what you do every day.
Precisely. We are blessed to have the county government that we have. We have a lot of really fantastic county officials and county commissioners.
Yes, we do.
It's and I believe that we always have had that, but just over the years, both our officials and our county commission have become much, much more professional.
Yes.
Much more business-oriented and business-like by necessity. It's great in the environment that we are in today, especially in the litigious environment that we're in
yes,
today,
yes.
to have county officials that are conscientious and running the county like a business is essential. It's just a good thing.
Yes. 24 members of the commission.
That's correct.
County mayor and the staff. And I remember I told you I wasn't going to talk, but I
That's okay.
fib a little bit. I remember, I think it was Casey Stengel, baseball, the Yankee, the great, was asked one time during his heyday, was it hard to get good players? He said, no, that's the easy part. The hard part's getting to play together. But a team, having a team at the county level, in any level, whether you're a company or a government with a shared vision, and I'm not politically endorsing it. Randy Porter is just a – and we've had others in the past, but Randy Porter's doing a great job.
The county has had a number.
Blessed with that leadership over the years before Randy.
The county has had a number of really good county mayors. Randy's done a fantastic job. I think if people didn't know that before, all you had to do was look at the way that things were managed during the pandemic. To have somebody that had 38, 40 years of EMS experience at the leadership at that time was fairly essential.
Yes.
He's done a fantastic job.
And Tornado.
That hit it once, too.
He has done before, and again, I'm venturing into politics. Don't want to do that.
Sure.
But, and I could, you know, our sheriff, our
our
superintendents, just on and on and on. We've got leaders who care and who are doing the right thing.
Eddie, Corby, all those guys do so well.
So we're very blessed to have that, and that's why we are – successful. Probably the main thing, and we'll probably talk about this after the break some, dealing with growth, dealing with infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
One day you knew we've always been a quality community that had growth, but you're seeing we planted a lot of seeds over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And they're bearing fruit.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming to fruition now. The business park, the Highlands Business Park. You see the development that's happened out there, and it's continuing to grow. You're seeing some of the larger retailers taking interest in our area. And, George, you know from your chamber days.
A minor role. I mean, I'm not – but the fairgrounds. You know, one day we're going to be talking about that area, like we talk about Shoney's, and that used to be out – the fairgrounds used to be in the country, the old ones.
So. Well, yeah, the vision that the leaders have had to get – the exposition center or the event center out there is, right there on the interstate where it's visible. We all have been to Nashville around fair time and come back through Wilson County.
And gotten
absolutely stopped on the interstate. And you see how popular that kind of thing is. Well, not only to have a fair like that, the potential for having a fair like that in Putnam County, but also to have an event center.
Meetings, events, conventions.
That is more than just a fairgrounds.
Yep. That come, spend money, and go home.
Can be used all year for car shows, for this or that.
Yeah.
It's just
concerts.
Oh, absolutely. It's just fantastic. Horse shows.
Horse shows.
The pavilion's going to be amazing. So it's just great.
So we are really seeing the cooperation, city, county, the state, our legislative delegation, the chamber, we have really put together a good plan for the future. But now we got to pay for it.
And you know what? I don't think that people really recognize the importance of what you just said. And when you were speaking about Casey Stengel, it reminded me of it. You know, there are other places where the counties and the municipalities do not get along.
They don't even talk to each other.
Exactly. They can't even ride in the same car with one another going to a meeting.
That's
not an exaggeration.
That's common. We're rare.
Yeah. We don't have that here. And that's why, as you know, we got the BCS Bowl, Blue Cross Blue Shield Bowl, for several years because everybody came together and it was such a great deal.
That's
people
right.
wanted to be here.
We're on the same page.
Yeah.
Generally, you know, we have differences, but we're on the same page.
Sure.
You mentioned the Blue Cross Bowl, Tennessee Tech, the dream of a stadium. And you're going to see – is that wonderful?
It's mind-blowing to go through
and you don't
there.
Even see, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and see the west side of the stadium just not there anymore. It's been that way since I was a kid, and to see it so different.
And to have the sky boxes and a meeting facility.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to put us at a whole another level. And we've known that. It just takes years.
It'll be great.
For the funding. So we're – and again, I'm going to brag on our president again of Tennessee Tech and his team. when you drive, and the former presidents, Bob Bell.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna leave people out. It takes years through funding to, and all of a sudden we're looking more like a small university now.
Oh, the
quality of these buildings and landscaping.
Not too long ago, my wife and I were across town, and driving through Tech and past the new engineering building.
Oh.
I was blown totally away.
Oh,
it is
yes.
so nice, so nice.
And the athletic, the indoor track and the corner there. Okay. I mean,
the science building is amazing too.
Yeah, and we've got more in the hopper.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a wonderful. But just think, we have a university, we have a medical center, we've got industry, and you're right, we do have. We're blessed to have. To have it all. We're finishing the second segment here, and I promise you I'm going to be quiet the next one, but quieter. But we're going to talk about a little more about the present, but then looking in the crystal ball, looking at the future for you and also this community and region and state. And we'll be back shortly. George Hallford with our county attorney, Jeff Jones, local matters, back soon. Well, we're back. George Hallford with Jeff Jones, Local Matters. And Jeff, yeah, we were off air, we were having a show, we realized we weren't taping, but let's talk more about the present day. We've been blessed with quality announcements and growth and planning with the city and the county and the industrial board and the Highlands. And let's look in the crystal ball a little bit and talk about where you see us and where you see us going as a community and region.
Well, you know, George, you and I were speaking before we went on air today, just kind of chatting, and I mentioned to you that my father, before he passed away, he was an amateur photographer. One of the things that he did before my daughter was born was to drive around town with his camera, mm-hmm. taking pictures of buildings, police officers and police cars, of things, so that my daughter would know what Cookeville looked like when she came into this
wow.
world.
That's terrific.
Yeah, put it in a photo album, and it was really, really special. I thought it was special at the time that he gave it to us,
mm-hmm.
But even more so now when I look back on it and see just in her lifetime, 30 years, how much change has happened, okay? I see that same kind of change happening 30 years forward.
Mm-hmm.
She was in town recently. And we drove out to one of my favorite places to eat the doodle.
Oh, yeah.
I love
oh, yeah.
Meeting threes.
It's an institution.
Yeah, it is an institution. But we were going out Tennessee Avenue, and I said, take a look. I said, in 10, 15 years, this is going to look like South Jefferson. Because when the event center happens.
Oh, yeah.
And all the collateral building goes along with it. That place is going to take off like wildfire. I'm absolutely convinced.
Yeah. Baxter. Baxter. What they're doing. Portobello, the business park. And then think about the growth. What is it? The growth boundaries? I mean, we share a growth plan with Baxter. Is that
I think that Baxter is just poised to explode. I think we all know that.
Yes.
Not just with the development down near I-40. But also with some of the developments, the residential developments, some of the subdivisions and whatnot coming in.
Nope.
It's the west side of the county is going to just explode over the next several years. I'm firmly convinced.
Late great friend of mine, Glenn Smith, that lived mm-hmm. that grew up. I love that guy. He passed away a few years ago. His daughter worked at Vanderbilt, and if they lived on the west side, she could be in Nashville a little less than an hour.
Oh, yeah.
So to be in that position with two income families, young families, and some of the flattest land in the county, it's prime for growth. It's just
I read some figure that like 500 people a month are moving to Davidson County, something like that, with the type of traffic that you have in Nashville right now.
Oh.
I would much rather live in our area and commute. That's another thing that makes our area so great.
Oh, yeah.
Is that we don't have. I mean, even though sometimes on Friday afternoon we get
ten cars at a red light,
trying to get to the bank to deposit
and
something.
And I find myself complaining.
Yeah, I know. But we don't have anything like Nashville.
No,
but
no.
We're close enough where we can go over and listen to some great music and some of the coolest places. And
we didn't touch on that much, but We have an arts, music. We have world-class arts, music, crafts, and we're a entertainment. We're a wonder. We're a miniature Asheville from the music and arts. Not the there's other issues that we don't want to be like Asheville, but
yeah.
But that we are a yeah.
Oh, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And that's another thing about the, our area that's so fantastic is it is we're just this. It seems like it's not hard to find people if you're interested in music or whatever.
Yeah, crafts,
outlet that gets you,
art.
Yeah, you can find somebody that does it in our area. And sometimes in larger places, it's more difficult to find that because there's a little bit more anonymity in a larger
yes.
city.
Yes.
You know.
Well, Brad Sales.
Oh,
one of the top woodworkers
fantastic.
In the world. Tree Safari. Got a little shop right there on Buck Mountain Road. I mean, on Broad, East Broad. And we're going to leave people out if we start. We got nationally known people who choose this region to live.
Well, a shout out to Chris and Dale Ballinger, who used to be at the Cluster Pluckers.
Oh, the
They're
Cluster.
On Austin City Limits. And their son, Ethan.
Ethan, yeah.
You see him on TV all the time with Miranda Lambert now. These guys are from Cookeville.
We're going to start. But we have world-class that's what a study we did at the Chamber mm-hmm. through the Highlands early years. That's what they said. You've got world-class stuff if you ever learn to package and market it. And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're blessed on that. The big issue we talked about is how to plan as much as you can plan in a system we live in, a capitalistic system. Plan, manage growth, look future, looking forward, planning, and that's the major thing today. I think one of the major things.
It's absolutely important. That's one of the things that I think that the Chamber has done so well. When you were director, now that Amy New is in there, she's carrying on with that.
Great,
Eldon too, for that matter.
Eldon was yeah. laid a foundation.
Eldon Leslie, yeah.
37 years.
Yeah, he was he was there for a few minutes.
He was a true son of the Upper Cumberland.
Yeah,
the
planning. You'll recall when I guess I was on the Chamber board when you were still director, George.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The various areas of subparts, I guess, each meeting that the Chamber would touch on, say that this is something we need to pay attention to.
Yep.
And I know you and I were talking a few minutes ago about workforce development.
That's a great topic.
Well, back then, I guess that'd be 2015, 16, somewhere in that neighborhood. Of the seven parts that used to be on those meetings, I distinctly remember workforce development mm-hmm. thinking, this is huge, right?
No, it's priority, no question.
Because we can go out and grab as many businesses and retail outfits as we want, but if we don't have the personnel to fill the jobs, then we got a problem, you know? But that's the great thing about Tennessee Tech and about our school system and the surrounding areas, too, for that matter. If we can pay attention and plan, like you're talking about, as far as the workforce development, and with Lillian Hartgrove and what she was doing before, getting that going, it's just so vital. For the growth. Because if we don't pay attention to that, then we're going to be stymied.
Well, probably Chamber, over a lifetime, Chambers and city governments and county governments, we'd work together to, you know, get the land for the park, and we'd locate companies, and then somehow or other they got a labor force. Does that make – I mean, we – and that if you don't have a labor force – preaching to the choir right now. But it's Dr. Oldham has said, and Dr. Bell before him, he said, you think about it, we're the state's premier technological university.
Mm-hmm.
We're graduating all of these engineers and every geologist and stuff, and then we send them to Huntsville and Knoxville, other communities, nothing wrong with these other towns, for jobs.
Yeah.
We need to create those, and that's SAIC is an example.
Perfect.
Of those, and there are others. We're getting there, and it's a wonderful – our best years are still to come.
I agree.
So in the crystal ball, what else? The county commission and what you're seeing, and you're dealing with expansion of schools. We're working to complete the new fairgrounds. You've got interest in the old fairgrounds. Mm-hmm. Is that? I mean, there's still companies that are
yeah
looking into developers and big boxes and.
Well, yeah, there is currently an option on the old fairgrounds.
Yes, there is.
In fact, I think that this year was the last year for the Putnam County Fair at that location.
It was. That's yep. right.
The flip side of that, aside from the development, the fairgrounds is one of the locations or a portion of it for the new VA hospital, 55-bed hospital.
I did not
come
know
into
that.
Our area.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful.
Yeah, there's several pieces of property that are being considered, but that's one of them.
About 40 acres, isn't it? 38 acres at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, about 38 acres, something like that, yeah.
Right. Think about the road system and the location, the mm-hmm. interstate, and that tract of land.
It's
It's a wonderful opportunity.
Centrally located, and it's right smack in the middle of town.
Yeah. So it's getting harder because we've got to make sure quality – we've got to do everything quality planning, and it's harder, more challenging, maybe mm-hmm. a better word. But it's not just spread out. That's not what we're about.
No, and it's pretty encouraging. Like I said earlier, it seems that our county officials and our county commissioners over the years have gotten more and more professional and business-minded.
Yes.
And more involved with what's going on in our county. And I don't want to say that county commission hadn't been involved before, but not to the degree that they have been over the last several years. And the cohesion, they have really, really worked together in such a manner to move our county forward. And that's exactly what we needed.
And working with our mm-hmm. towns, our cities, there's a relationship there.
Absolutely.
Probably as good as I've ever seen it in 20 years here.
I agree.
And so we're very blessed, and that didn't happen by accident. We're going to have to keep doing with that. So we've got about a minute left. I begin to talk. It's probably time to shut up.
No, but, keep going, George.
But we're anything else you want to talk about as a lifelong resident with a – where are you going in the future? Well, you're going – staying here, but do you foresee continuing on at the pleasure of the county commission to –
I hope so.
Do you see staying where you are in the law firm?
I really enjoy what I do and the people that I do it with. And so as long as they'll have me, I'll stick around.
Yeah. And your physical, you know, age, we do fail the ultimate test, but I didn't realize
and I both have a lot of gray in our beards, George.
But we're moving and we're above ground. But you're able to do most of as far as – activity. We've all had little injuries and stuff, but you're still out there exercising and doing things.
I still exercise and so forth, but I've had to throttle back a little bit. I don't paddle white water anymore because my knee won't bend enough to get in my boats.
Well, God bless you and thank you for what you do. And George Hallford, with our county attorney, and we Jeff Jones, and have a good day. We'll see you soon. Bye.